Let's take a break now with another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Kyle Meredith is music director at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, where he also hosts the weekly feed. He's with us from Louisville once again. Kyle, how you doing? Good to have you back.
I'm happy to be back. This is always fun. Thanks for having me.
Well, you wanted us to hear, as you sometimes do, some of your favorite new songs and some of them from Louisville, Kentucky. Let's start with one of the most famous. This is My Morning Jacket. This is called Big Decisions. Kyle, what do you like about this one?
Well, the reigning champions of Louisville KY right there, My Morning Jacket. You know, they're going to release two albums this year, in a year's time, I guess. With this one, it's almost like My Morning Jacket is riding the line of what would be a rock song and a power ballad. Maybe some of Jim's lyrics kind of give out to that. He uses the word sexy in it, you know, and kind of a little playfulness within the lyrics, but it's a great sing-along. Of course, you know, we really, really love our My Morning Jacket here in Louisville, so having anything new from them is great, and especially having two albums from them is going to be even better.
And this is their seventh studio album. This is the first in 4 years, coming out this spring.
Yeah, Jim James had spent a little bit of time doing a solo record, and of course he was with the New Basement Tapes with that whole Bob Dylan thing. So it's not like he hasn't been busy, and all the other guys have been doing projects too. But yeah, it's been long enough. We can at least agree on that. It's been long enough. We're ready to get some new jacket.
All right, well, let's stay in Louisville for our next one. This is the group Twin Limb, and this is called Long Shadow. I like that a lot. It sounds a little bit like Beach House. On its website, Twin Limb describes itself, and I love this, as harmony-heavy dream pop.
Yeah, and that's the perfect way to describe them, too. They've kind of been Louisville's best-kept secret for the last little bit. Recently, they went on tour with Houndmouth, who I know we're going to hear here in a second, but it's this beautiful atmosphere, music. I know Beach House is a great kind of spot of reference. Sylvanesso, who just had a big year, kind of, you know, it fits in with all of that. Kevin Ratterman produced it. He's been in bands like Wax Fang and Elliot, and he's engineered a lot of the My Morning Jacket records, and he's also playing drums on it too. So it's a really kind of great Louisville collective in itself.
Well, you mentioned Houndmouth. Let's get to that. This is off their second album, Little Neon Limelight. This is called Sedona. And we should say Houndmouth is not from Kentucky. They are from neighboring Indiana.
Yeah, it's right across the river. I think even half of them live in Louisville at this point. So we claim them, even though they're half an Indiana band, half a Kentucky band. So.
Well, what do you hear there that you like?
I they've always had this great thing. I love their harmonies. All four members sing, especially all throughout the new record. They all sing on different songs, but they all blend so well, especially on songs like Sedona. And it's an important time for them. This is their second record. They had been kind of unfairly lumped in with the folk movement last time, and they weren't really a folk band. So we didn't know if they could do it again. And the first record through, you know, it was kind of a total blog buzz takeoff. This is one of those, like CSNY stepping out onto the Woodstock stage going, all right, you sound good, but can you do it again? And Sedona comes across as this really fun sing-along the whole way through. I'm so happy for these guys.
Well, let's go far away from your area of the country to Northampton, Massachusetts next, and the group Speedy Ortiz. This is Raising the Skate.
Walk around the block again. Wait till I feel cool and straight.
Kind of a grungy 90s sound there.
Yeah, she has got the vocals of Liz Phair with a Fiona Apple warble that she does. Pavement guitars that go into a Nirvana chorus. Yes, the 90s are alive and well in this new Speedy Ortiz song.
Well, tell us about Speedy Ortiz.
So this is my favorite song of the year so far. Not only do I try to play it as often as possible on WFBK, but then I go home and me and my wife just blast it over and over throughout weekends. And I know they had a first record that got them a lot of kind of the early buzz going on, but this one, this new record, seems to be the one that's really catching fire for them. They put a few tracks out on the internet so far. This one, there's another one called The Graduate, and they just sound so good. I just feel like there's so many of those bands, especially young bands who are really discovering the 90s in the past few years, that are trying to emulate it, and Speedy Ortiz is not really emulated as they are, you know, like a tribute and creating this whole new monster out of it. It's a really fun rock song.
Well, and some of those young bands, by the way, are people who grew up listening to 90s music, and this is their way of being nostalgic about it. This is what they think of as great music.
Yeah, but then again, also some of them were born after Kurt Cobain died, and that's a little hard to swallow for a guy like me in his 30s.
Well, let's get to one more that we have time for, and this is some new music from the English band Blur. They're out with their first album in 12 years next month. Let's listen here to Go Out.
I get a set alone, dancing with myself. Greedy, go get a gun. I'm CD in the hall, dancing with myself. I get into my bed, I do it to myself.
A very different sound there from Song 2 that a lot of people might remember from the 90s, which actually got up to number 6 on the Billboard alternative charts in the U.S. What do you like about this new song?
You know, Blur was always all over the map. Song 2 was this great thrasher, but they also did dance songs like, you know, Girls and Boys. Damon Albarn, he's kind of the king of that mopey sound. It's, you know, it wasn't ever shoegaze so much, but you could definitely gaze at your sneakers while you were listening to some Blur. And not only is this the first album in 12 or 13 years, but it's the first time with their founding guitarist, Graham Coxon, since 1999. And, you know, when you have a song like Go Out, which is, you know, songs from their back catalog, like Beetle Bum, and you know, the noisiness of Song 2, you can even kind of find in the chorus there with those screeching guitars. I mean, for a Blur fan and for a Damon Albarn fan, which is easy to do with, you know, his other projects like Gorillaz and, you know, solo stuff, it's a really fun time to be a fan of him, especially getting that old band back in.
Kyle Meredith, music director at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, where he also hosts the weekly feed. You can see his picks at our website, hereandnow.org. You can also sign up on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify to listen to all of the songs from all of the DJ sessions. Kyle, thanks again.
It's always fun. Thanks for having me.